Our prayers for the world are our greatest contribution to its healing and rebirth. Dear God, there is so much danger in the world today. There is so much insanity, so much darkness and fear. Our human resources are not enough to counter the evil on our streets and in our minds. Dear God, please send a miracle into every country and every home, into every mind and every heart. May the power of your Spirit now trigger the light, activate our holiness, return us to our native grace, remind us of the truth within. May a great love now encompass us, a deep peace give us solace. For Lord, we live in fearful times, and we long for a new world. We surrender what is to the bonfire of your genius. Refine this metal. Refashion our creations. Remind us of the eternal truths. Take back what we have kept and thus condemned, for you are mighty, Lord, and can do what we cannot. May the world be reborn. May we have a change of heart. May we all begin again. Help us forgive and leave the past behind us, the future to be directed by you. Hallelujah, for you have the power. Praise and thanksgiving, for you use it to save us, to heal us, to lift us from the past. And we accept. Thank you very much. Amen. The following is an amends to the African American. To the African American of the United States, for what has been done to hurt you and offend you, for the evils of racism throughout our history, please forgive me, and please forgive this country. I acknowledge to you the evils which have occurred here, in your life and in the lives of your ancestors. On behalf of my nation, I deeply apologize. If I could rewrite history, I would, but I cannot. God can. Dear God, please do. I acknowledge now the genius of your people and the brilliance of your spirit and the pain you have endured. May the demon of racism be cast off out of this country and away from this world. May there be in this nation a correction and resurrection that nevermore shall any hearts be enslaved. May the future be made new. May the pain of the past be gone forever. May past hatred, dear God, now become a present love. May forgiveness truly wash us clean. May black and white America have a miraculous healing. May we begin again as brothers, for that is what we are. God bless your children unto all generations. May the spirit of this amends bring peace to your soul. Truly, you have waited long. I bless your children. Please bless mine. I thank you, and I thank God. Amen. Amends to the Native American. To the nations of the Native American Indians, as a citizen of the United States, I say, please forgive me, and please forgive us. On behalf of my ancestors and the group conscience of all America, I deeply apologize for the wrongs so cruel that have been inflicted upon your people. So many lives lost, yet still they haunt the psyche of all people of goodwill. We ask that the Spirit of God give us absolution, for we as a nation have wronged. Now we as a nation make amends. How sorry we are for the suffering of your people. If we could rewrite history, we would. We cannot, but God can. May history begin again. May the spirit of your people now be reborn. For we embrace and honor the spirit of the Native American Indian. We bless and commit to the good of your children and your children's children. May we begin anew. May your star rise high in the sky of this nation and all others. May the wrongs of the past now be made right, that your nation might be blessed, that our nation might be blessed. So be it. Please, God, make these things right in love, in healing, in mercy, in grace. Amen. A prayer for America. Dear God, we join in prayer to celebrate this nation and surrender its destiny to you. We give thanks in our hearts for the founding of this country. We give thanks for and bless the souls of those who came before us to found this nation, to nurture and to save it. We ask that God's Spirit now fill our hearts with righteousness. May we play our parts in the healing and the furtherance of our country. May we be cleansed of all destructive thoughts. May judgment of others, bigotry, racism, and intolerance be washed clean from our hearts. May our minds be filled with the thoughts of God, His unconditional love, and His acceptance of all people. May this nation be forgiven its transgressions against the African American, the Native American, and any others. May our lives be turned into instruments of resurrection that the sins of our fathers might be reversed through us. May the beauty and the greatness of this land burst forth once more in the hearts of its people. May the dreams of our forefathers be realized in us, that we might live in honesty and integrity and excellence with our neighbors. May this country once again become a light unto the nations of hope and goodness and peace and freedom. May violence and darkness be cast out of our midst. May hatred no longer find fertile ground in which to grow here. May all of us feel God's grace upon us. Reignite, dear God, the spirit of truth in our hearts. May our nation be given a new light, the sacred fire that once shone so bright from shore to shore. May we be repaired. May we be forgiven. May our children be blessed. May we be renewed. Dear God, please bless America. Amen.
If I or any other man has ever done anything to hurt you or offend you, and for the manifold transgressions against women, you and every other, I apologize. Please forgive me, and please forgive us. If you have ever felt demeaned, uncherished, or your womanhood betrayed in any way, if I or any other man has failed to see the light of your sex and the brilliance of your female spirit, on behalf of all of us, I am so sorry. May the beauty of women and the power of women and the vision of women now burst forth in our world and in our consciousness. May you no longer be held down. May the mind of man be healed. May the heart of women repair. I commit to you and to God that I am and shall be a man who sees your value. I see your light. God bless you and your sisters, our mothers, and our daughters. I shall teach my sons to honor you. May your heart be healed. May we never go back. Amen.
If I or any member of my sex has ever done anything to hurt you or offend you or any man, please forgive me and please forgive us. If your life as a man has been stunted or thwarted by any woman, I now stand in her stead and apologize for me, for her, for all womankind. May God give us a healed vision of what it means to be a man. May men receive this blessing. May women receive this healing. May we see your strength. May we not emasculate. May we honor your power and respect your mind. I shall teach my daughters well. May your past be healed, your future made new and strong. May you reach your fullest joy. Go with my love and the love of all women forever. Amen. Dear God, we pray for this, our world. We ask that you remove the walls that separate us and the chains that hold us down. Use us to create a new world on earth, one that reflects your will, your vision, your peace. In this moment, we recognize the power you have given us to create anew the world we want. Today's world, dear Lord, but reflects our past confusion. Now, in this moment, we ask for new light. Illumine our minds. Use us, dear Lord, as never before, as part of a great and mighty plan for the healing of this world. May we no longer be at war with each other. May we no longer be at war within ourselves. Let us forgive this century and every other, the evils of history, the pain of our common fears. Remove from our hearts the illusion that we are separate. May every nation and every people and every color and every religion find at last the one heartbeat we share through you, our common Father, and the Redeemer of our broken dreams. May we not hold on to yesterday. May we not obscure your vision of tomorrow, but rather may you flood our hearts. Flow through us. Work through us, that in our lives we might see the illumined world. Create, sustain that world on earth, dear God, for us and for our children. Hallelujah at the thought. Praise God the possibility that such a thing could come to be. Through you, through your light that shines within us. So may it be. So may it be. We thank you, Lord. Amen.
This has been a Random House Audiobooks presentation. We hope you have enjoyed this audio program. Another title by Marianne Williamson, available on audio cassette from Random House, is A Woman's Worth, read by the author.